You are now listening to the Vitalize Podcast. Hey yo, what up, family? Welcome back to the Vitalize Podcast. You are here with your friendly neighborhood host, Mr. Marcus Black, and I'm so incredibly excited, elated, ecstatic, and all the other E-words to let you know that I'm just happy to be in your presence. Can you tell? Can you feel it? Okay, let me calm down. I'm doing way too much, but that's how you know I'm excited. And I hope you're glad to be here, man. Thank you guys for rocking and rolling. Listen, the messages that you guys are sending, wow. I just thank you guys so much for rocking and really sharing the message. I can see it, man. We're going to be a top 1% globally ranked podcast. I'm going to keep saying it till y'all get used to hearing it. And we are climbing, we are growing, we are thriving, and it's because of you. So thank you. This is my heartfelt thank you to you. If you're here for the first time because a friend shared this with you, thank you to you. I appreciate you pulling up and being here. Listen, today, we're going to talk about something today that involves you really, really not only learning to trust, but embrace the process. And I feel like this will really help a lot of people hit that next level, take a lot of strides. If you had a lot of pain points and pressure points, with ever felt a little anxious or anxiety, like a little bit of panic because things aren't going the way you want in your business, things aren't going the way you want in your career, things aren't going the way you want in your relationship or your job. And so because they're not going quite the way you expected them to go, you just start to get a little panic, you start to get a little frantic, you start to make a little brash decisions, and next thing you know, you find yourself making a mistake because you did not make the right decision. Ooh, we're going to talk about it today. So if I just hit you in your heart and wherever it is that you are as you listen to this, then know I got something for you today. What I can promise you is I'll never waste your time. What I can promise you is that you will leave feeling energized. You will leave feeling motivated, inspired, and ready to go transform your world and all those who know you. So welcome, and if you're first time here, there's no such thing as a second time guest in this community. You're family now, so you feel free to share it with some people as well. Just keep sharing the message, guys, because we are growing. This thing is rolling, and I could not have done it without each and every one of you. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you haven't already, follow your boy on Instagram at @mblackspeaks. Make sure you tap in with me there. Send me a message. Connect with me. Let me know what part stood out to you. Take a snippet and post it if you know how to do all of that. If you're tech savvy, if you're not, just take a screenshot of you listening and throw it up there. Type some little notes and just know that those really fuel me to continue to show up and to continue to go hard and continue to provide this show through this medium. There are people reaching out that have now want to take the show and put it on a network that you have to pay to have access to. Between you and I don't know if I'm gonna do it, but that is happening. So at least for now, for sure, while this is free, run it up, share it, and hopefully I'll keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because I love y'all and I appreciate y'all for rocking. Now, I'll say I am an athlete. I am an athlete. I really was an athlete, and then I was not so much an athlete. COVID, boy, your boy was doing some eating, stress eating, trying to figure that season out and put myself in not the best place, and I'm working on it. And so, like I said, this year I'm down 32 pounds and rolling and continuing. It's not a game. We're not stopping. So we're continuing to evolve, grow. I'm continuing to shed those pounds and getting in the boxing gym. I told y'all to remind me to tell you about it. Yeah, I've been in there, man. I checked out this place here where I live, Rumble Boxing, and it is a half HIIT, so high intensity interval training, and half like literal boxing. And so you got gloves and we got to wrap up your knuckles and everything because it's intense. And I love it. It's been therapeutic for me. It has been something that I've learned to, in a very short amount of time, fall in love with. So look out for the progress reports there as your boy continues to stay consistent. I told y'all I was going on this journey to health and fitness weeks ago, and I told y'all can ask me how it's going and keep me accountable, and it's going great. So this is your update there. But as an athlete, you know, my sport of choice, my go-to sport was always football. And listen, if you're a non-athlete person that's listening to this, you're like, I don't know nothing about sports, don't worry. I promise I'm not going to talk all this jargon and stuff you don't understand. I'll use an analogy, but I'm going to explain it very well. So I'm an over-communicator. Ask my wife. It's annoying to her. But with that said, we have in football, you guys who are casual fans just see guys just really big humans running at each other really fast and just knocking each other out. And it's like, what are they doing? And they take a ball and they got to like get a touchdown, whatever that means. I saw this video on TikTok like a year ago, and it was a girl explaining to – she hung out with her guy friends for like a full day and took notes and actually learned. And she went back and made a video explaining it to her girlfriends, and it went super viral. And all women was like, it makes sense. And I've been trying to explain football to my wife for 15 years and a 3-minute video on TikTok with this girl, and my wife all of a sudden is a football. She like real deal understands, and whatever it was about how she communicated. Shout out to her. I don't know the creator's name, but if you search a lady explaining football to women, I'm sure it'll come up. It went uber viral. But anyway, you ain't got to worry about that. I'll explain it to you. But they don't. That's what you see. You see these big behemoths just going, running at each other, knocking each other out, throwing each other around. But it's so much more than that. In actuality, it really is. Football is, my coach used to always say this, it's 90% mental, 10% physical. You know, you get the classic quote. But that's kind of true. Football really is chess. It's a game of chess. It's a strategy game. And so the deeper you get into it, you start to realize why they're doing what they're doing. And they're kind of playing with each other in the beginning. They're playing cat and mouse. And you're like, they're not scoring any points. They're feeling each other out. And then they make their first move. And then they make a counter move. And they're going. And they're trying to see who can win this epic chess match right now. The part that you don't see is that every coach, those coaches don't just get paid millions of dollars to look cool and to yell. They have so much knowledge. It's like chess players. Like the greatest chess players in the world, I'm quite positive, are aliens. Because I like chess and it's a fun game. But, you know, I normally can see my next, on a good day, I can see my next two moves on a good day. On a great day, I can see my next three moves. The greatest chess players in the world can see the whole game. They can see their next 10 moves and the move of their opponent, and they can see it all happen before it happens. And I'm like, that is bizarre and insane. But so the coaches likewise are like those chess players on the sidelines, and football coaches, they have plays that they're setting up that they want to run. And in a play, they have to do these things, right? They put it together. They draw it up where every person is supposed to be and where every person is supposed to move. And in a perfect world, every person moves exactly where they're supposed to move. And that's how touchdowns happen. That's how points happen. That's how wins happen. Because every person goes and does their assignment, and they, listen to these words, they run the play. Ooh, remember that. They run the play. When a coach tells every person what to do in a particular setting, like it's called a play. Like we're going to run this play, we're going to run that play. There's running plays, there's passing plays, there's trick plays, but it's a play. And on a play, there's 11 men on the field, and every man has a job or responsibility on every given play. Now, you're going to see where I'm going with this, because this is so pertinent to your life, and I'm probably more excited about this episode than I have been about an episode, but I'm just setting this up, so follow me. Stick with me. I promise the payoff will be well worth it. I remember when I was playing football, and we had a really good team. We had great players. Shout out, if any of my teammates listen to this, shout out to y'all, man. I-55 Roadblock, that's what they called us, Interstate 55 in Hernando, Mississippi. Listen, the buck stops here. If you coming through Hernando, Mississippi on a Friday night and you got to stop here, it's not going to bode well for you, because the Tigers don't play, and we ain't losing no games at home, because that's why we call it the Roadblock, right? But we would get out there, we had a really good team, and I remember this one particular game, we were getting thrashed. You're like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to turn that way. Yeah, I know you weren't. We were not doing well. And we had some internal conflict. Some of the players on the team had a little bit of beef and got a little bit of shouting, a little bit of arguing with each other, and now we're turning on each other. So now there's friction. This friction is causing us to feel anxious. It's causing us to feel anxiety. And so now the coach is communicating. The coach is calling the play. The play is your responsibility so that you can succeed or win. And we got some players that are so frustrated with each other, they don't like the play. So they are, because of frustration, because of they're in this intense situation, because of anxiety, they decide to do something else. And they don't run the play. They run a different play. And then we start losing bad. We start losing bad because if everybody on the field isn't just running the play, if you're doing different things, if you're acting irrationally, if you're acting out of anxiousness, if you're acting out of frustration, rather than doing what you know you're supposed to do, just run the play, you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you're losing. Okay, so let me make it make sense for you. You know what you want to do, and life is a long game. It's a marathon. And I look at it like one big long play, and you know the play to run. Some of y'all don't know the play to run, and that's okay. If you don't know the play, then you got to figure out the play. So there was, ooh, golly, look at this. I love when it comes like this. There was times when I would be on the football field. Imagine this, 10,000 people. This is high school. This ain't no pros. It's like more like 60, 70, 80,000 people. But in high school, 10,000 people. Colleges, 120, 130,000 people. Depends on the school. We got 10,000 people, and they're yelling loud as they can. I can't hear nothing. I can't hear myself think because it's so loud in here. And so the quarterback comes up, and he's tired because he just got jumped on by three men four times his size. So he gets up and he's mumbling and he's trying to hurry up and it's frantic paced. And you said some of y'all feeling anxious right now. Just listen. It's like everybody's running and everybody's barking different things. The defense is talking trash. They're yelling. They're laughing. The quarterback says the play. I ain't here to play. I don't even know the play. So I'm like, oh, what's the play? What's the play? I'm looking for the coach. I don't get the signal from the coach. I'm trying to ask the quarterback, but he's already telling. He's orchestrating. He like the orchestra director. He's putting people in place and telling people where to move. So I'm looking at my neighbor. Hey, bro, what's the play? What's the play? What's the play? And he'll be like, ah, we going strong right. This fake 11, 34 counter. Okay, cool. Fake 11, 34 counter. Cool. That's the play. Some of y'all have to know what it means. Some of y'all, if you know, you know. Like, but the point is, I didn't know the play, and the play was about to start, and I had to get that information. So what I'm saying to you is, some of y'all who don't know the play, maybe you come to this podcast. Maybe you work with your boy. I am a speaker coach, an author coach, as well as a purpose coach. So if you don't know the play and you don't know what you're doing, you're just trying to figure it out, you got to get a coach, first of all. You can't. There, you will never see a team successful without a coach. And the greatest and most successful teams have the greatest and most successful coaches. And the teams who don't have good coaches, their team reflects it. So when you look at the Patriots, when they had a dynasty, everybody knows who those Patriots teams were. And you know they had Tom Brady, but Bill Belichick was a guru. They had the coach. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid is a mad scientist. That dude is a genius. Look at the coach. You go back in the day, you look at the basketball, you look at the dynasties in basketball, you look at the Bulls and the Lakers when they were winning every year after year after year. Of course, they had Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, but both teams had Phil Jackson, the coach, guru, Zen master. So if you don't have a coach, that's the first step. You need to get a coach because you don't know to play if you don't have a coach. And the first thing I did in my journey, because people always ask, like, how do you get started in that? How did you do that? How do you? I got a coach. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to a boxing gym. I don't know nothing about no boxing. I'll just be in there punching, just swinging, about to tear my shoulder up, tear my ligaments up. I actually did. I'm quite sure I broke a bone in my fist because I was going to a gym with my brother. Shout out to my brother. I was going to the gym with my brother, Jordan Miller, and we were at the gym, and we were just punching a heavy bag, and I punched that bag so hard, and my hand was sore, swollen, and it hurt for 3 months straight. I think I fractured a bone. But we was just in there getting it. I didn't have a coach. Now I got a boxing coach. It's like, bro, you need to go and purchase this type of wrap. You got to wrap your wrist and your knuckles. That's protective of your bone structures and your ligaments. Once you get that locked in, then you wear a glove on top of the wrap. So you're protecting further. I'm like, got it. Then when you punch, he's telling me, okay, I got a coach. I know the play now. Run the play. when it comes to my purpose, my speaking career. When I stepped outside of my full-time job and I stepped into this, the first thing I did was I found a coach. Shout out to my brother, Mr. Trent Shelton. Y'all hear me say his name all the time. I'm going to always pay homage and give love and support to him because he taught me the game. That was, I cannot personally have ever chosen a greater coach if I wanted to. That was by far the greatest decision I ever made on this journey of personal development, of growth, of living in my purpose, was finding a coach, i.e. the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Trent Shelton, because he taught me to play. He taught me, he showed me, he modeled it, he lived it, and boom, we run into play, baby. I got a coach. So some of y'all, before we get into, and the rest of y'all, I know some of y'all already have a coach. You already did it. You already invested in the things. You just need to know you need some other encouragement. We're going to come to you. But for the first people who don't know the play, so by mean the play, you don't know what next step to take. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. You don't know how to move the ball forward in your purpose, in your mission, your vision, your passion. You need to invest in a coach, and whether that be online coaching certifications, whether it be books, because listen, I know money can be funny sometimes. So if you need a book, if you just need to go read somebody's teachings, watch some YouTube, listen, you can learn a whole lot on YouTube University. So that can be a coach for you. But when you're ready, you need to get a human that you can interact with that can audit you, that can audit your actions, that can audit your work, your mission, and adjust and help you know the play. So that's first step. But once I got the play, and now it's time to run it. It's time to run it. And the reason this really hit me, it came from a conversation with my brother, my other brother. Shout out to my man, Mr. Les Thomas Sr. I was talking about how sometimes in life we get so frantic, we get so anxious, we get so impatient that we lose sight of everything we've been working towards and we just start doing stuff. We just start doing stuff. Like, by doing stuff, like, think about your own life and your own situation, right? And you got this pressure coming from you. You got family pressure, you got career pressure, you got financial pressure, you got pressure. And when you have pressure, you can't operate out of that because you know there's a long-term goal. The long-term goal is to be financially free. The long-term goal is to have a happy, healthy, holy, and wholesome family. The long-term goal is to have a successful career and create a legacy that outlives you. Those are the long-term goals. In order for me to have a happy, healthy, holy, and holistic family, I'm going to have to give love every single day. I'm going to have to love my wife every single day. I'm going to have to make sacrifices for my wife every single day. I'm going to have to build her up and affirm her every single day. I'm going to have to support her every single day. That's the play. That's the play. If I want that family to look like I want it to look, every single day I'm going to have to love my boys. Every single day I'm going to have to correct my boys. Every single day I'm going to have to teach my boys. Every single day I'm going to have to develop my boys. Every single day I'm going to have to nurture my boys. That's the play. If I want my finances, oh snap. If I want to be financially free, I got to first rule number one, spend less than I make. That means I got to track what I spend. That means I have to be conscious of the things I spend. That means I have to tell myself no sometimes. Come on now. It's a whole list. Run the play. That's the play. It's the actions. It's your responsibility in that given set of action. That's you running the play. But if that financial pressure starts creeping in and it's starting to choke me, and I feel like I feel off and I feel anxiety and I feel like it's starting to become too much for me to handle, I'll stop running the play and I'll make an irrational decision and I'll go make a big crazy splurge or I'll just do something drastic that I didn't need to do. If I'd have just kept running the play over time, it was going to work itself out, but I ain't run the play. And running the play means trusting the process. I didn't trust the process. I didn't run the play. I remember when I first started doing Dave Ramsey's thing, and it was like all these, it was like phase one, phase two, it was all these phases and, these teachings, and I never had no financial literacy training. And we were doing that stuff for like 6 months, and I'm like, yeah, we still broke. We still living paycheck to paycheck. And so I stopped doing it. I threw that away and said, I'm going to just figure this out. And you know what happened? It got worse. It didn't get better. It got worse. But why did it get worse? Because we didn't trust the process. It wasn't working fast as I wanted it to work. And people were saying, make sure you save 3 to 6 months of livable wages. Make sure you have emergency fund of this amount. Make sure. We was working towards that stuff, but it was happening so slow. Like, well, but what happens if you stop running the play? You stop trusting the process. What happens? Nothing good. So I wound up in a worse situation because of that. And since then, now we've been able to make some of those adjustments. So it's not such a struggle. But the point is, when you feel pressure, when you feel pressured in your family, you start doing some irrational stuff. You start making some decisions. You start letting pressure drive the ship. You start letting stress and anxiety drive the ship. You start letting feelings and emotions drive the ship. And that is if you want to be the Titanic, RIP to all the Titanic people. If you want to be in the Titanic, you want to sink faster than you can blink, then let those things drive the ship. You can't do that. And I hope I'm helping three of y'all today. So you got to run the play, right? Now you got a coach. You know what the play is. If you don't know the play, get a coach and figure out the play. Once you know the play, you know what to do. Now you got to run the play. You got to run the play. Guess what? Coaches know. Sometimes a coach will call a play and they know that it's not going to score a touchdown. Like, well, why would they call a play they know is not going to score a touchdown? Because they're preparing for something later. They're showing something, just testing it out so that they can build on that for later. So what I'm telling you is they're playing the long game. The players on the field, though, might think, this is dumb. Why are we doing this? This makes no sense. We're not going to score a touchdown on this play. You don't know what the coach is doing. Just run the play. Quit trying to question everything. Quit trying to figure everything out. Quit trying to have all the answers. You ain't going to have all the answers all the time. Just run the play. Run the play. You know what to do. Trust the process. Stick to the play. Don't do your own thing. Don't throw in. Let me tell you how you come up. Let me tell you how this is how coaches set up plays. This is literally, I'm going to give it to you. So there's four phases. I'm going to give you four phases to help you successfully run the play. Four phases to help you successfully run the play. Look, ooh, I feel like a coach right now. Come on. Hey, Raider Nation. Coach AP, holla at your boy. Don't really holler at me just because I think you're dope and I'm really grateful for your leadership for our team. But I ain't about to coach nobody. But I would come and speak. Listen, I know y'all got a chaplain, but if you ever, look, shameless plug, y'all listening, what's happening right now? I am shamelessly plugging myself to Coach AP and the Raiders. I will come speak life, breathe fire to these guys who I love, care for, and respect so much. So, holla at your boy, Coach AP. We outside. Let's get it. So, whoops. Well, okay. I'm doing things. These are the four keys as a coach to you learning to successfully run the play. So when coaches are getting ready, if my coaches used to get ready to teach us a new play, the first step and the first phase was called, it was preparation. There's preparation. So what does preparation look like when it comes to your life? When our coaches would prepare, they would do what's called a film study. They would watch film. Okay, what does that mean? That means they would get a feel for what's happening and what the opposition is trying to do. Guess what, guys? In life, there's going to be opposition. In life, there will be things that will attempt to get in the way of that which you want. You got to assess what's happening in this life. Assess what's happening. What's the field look like? What's the competition look like? What is the condition? So in football, that's actually, what are the weather conditions? But in life, it's like, what are the conditions? Like, what's happening in the world? What's the state of the world? When COVID happened, okay, I'm a public speaker. I'm looking for a stage. I'm ready to light it up for somebody. Guess what? In a shutdown, that ain't happening, bro. You can hang it up. Got to adjust. Okay. All right. So the play looked different then. But the point is, part of your preparation is understanding what's happening all around you. So you spend time on that. So part of you running the play, the first step in you running the play is to prepare. Some of y'all, the biggest door of your life is about to swing open, and you ain't going to be prepared to run through it because you weren't actively looking, scoping, developing, learning, growing. You just waiting. I don't get no opportunity. Nobody mess with me. Nobody believe in me. Nobody like me. Yeah, guess what? Your day is coming, but if you ain't ready for it, you're going to miss your moment. And I don't know about you, but I'm like my man Hamilton. I am not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away. So prepare. What that looked like for me was I got with my coach. I learned what was happening in the industry. I learned what was happening on social media. I learned how I needed to show up. I learned what it looked like. I learned how long a video should be. I learned what topics to focus on. I learned I needed a podcast and a book. I learned. I prepared. Okay, I'm putting it together. I'm putting it together. Where the pieces on the board need to go. Okay, my podcast is going to serve this purpose and this community. My book is going to serve this purpose and this community. My social media content is going to serve these audience and this community. And then my speeches, my engagements will serve, boom, tie it together. Preparation, that's what it looked like for me. What does the scene look like? Scope it. Prepare. Where do the pieces need to go on the board? What pieces do you need to have? Now, if you have a coach, they telling you this. They helping you prepare. Part of them is they've been there before, so they seen it. They know. That's how Trent did for me. Bro, you social media got to work this way. Bro, you're doing this on social media. You need to focus more on this. Bro, you need to, oh, okay, got it. All right, cool, boom. Oh, you got the book? Man, okay, let me help you. Oh, let's get some exposure. Let's do this way. Boom, boom, boom. Podcast. He came on the podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, wow. That's what coaches do. Preparation. That's the first step in running the play. You got to prepare. Ain't nobody going to do that for you. After preparation, the second step comes installation. Installation. So installation is like the action. You're actioning now. You're starting to, now you're moving the pieces. So if you listen to coaches talk, they install offenses. And so when they watch and they prepare for the opponent and what's happening around them, they actually put in new plays and new responsibilities and they put the pieces in place. So what does installation look like for you? You got to put, like, actually now it's time that now that you know where everything is going, you prepare, you actually put in the pieces on the board. So this is you now putting the book. Okay, I'm setting the deadline. I'm going to have this book by this day. I'm going to launch my first book. I'm going to launch my podcast by this day at this time. I'm going to create a new YouTube channel. I'm going to run a campaign. You're moving the pieces into place. That's the installation. I'm hiring a coach. I'm going to reach out to these coaches. I'm going to interview them. I'm going to figure out which coaches and what they offer and how they can help me. I'm going to see, and then I'm going to make this investment. Okay, boom, boom. Boom, I'm putting it in place. I'm putting it in place. Installation. You got to start installing the things you prepared into an actual system that you can run, orchestrate, so that you can run the play, right? So that's that step. That's just moving your pieces into place. Prepare. What are the pieces? What pieces do I need and where do they go? Install. Physically move the pieces. I'm in Rose Records Creative. Shout out to the myth, the man, the legend, Mr. Taylor Moore. Been rocking since day one, but here we are. Okay, hey, Tay, I want to come this time. This is what we want to do. I want to hit the studio. We're going to work on this. I'm moving the pieces in place. Yo, I ain't going to say that because I ain't want to give it away to y'all. I'm working on some big stuff for y'all, though. Y'all better keep listening and sharing. But I'm now installation. I'm moving the pieces in place. That's where you on. Step three. So preparation. Installation, and this step is pivotal in the process. Step three is execution. Execution, that's where you actually do it. That's running the play. That's a daily step. Every single day that I wake up in time and not out of time, every single day I'm pushing towards executing that which I have prepared for. So I have prepared to come here to share this message with you. Now I'm executing. I'm in it. Lights, cameras, action. Roll them. We're doing it. Okay, I prepared by finding how many companies need speakers and how many companies are open to bringing in speakers and hire speakers. Okay, preparation. Installation. Okay, now I'm taking those companies and putting them into a spreadsheet called a prospecting document that I can use to reach out and tell them your boy is a player on the board. Now that they've been organized and it's installed, execution is taking my cover letter and sending it to those companies and saying, hey, I'm here. I would love to serve you and your company. Execute every day. Execute every day. Execute every day. Podcast, execute. Sharing clips, execute. Making social content, execute. Responding to the community, execute. Working on speeches. Come on, man. Practicing, going, reaching out. Execute, 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 execution. This is the X factor, because this is where you make it real. The installation is a part of that, but the execution is where you become a legend. The execution is where you become legendary. Some of y'all can talk, you can prepare. Oh my goodness, you got 17 notebooks full of notes and all. You go to every conference and you got all the coaches in the world. You know the play, you know every play. You know not only the play for you, you know the play for everybody else. Got all the pieces in place, but you ain't executed a thing. You rather talk about it because you're scared to actually put yourself in the game and go run the play. Because what if I run the play and it don't work? What if I run it and I'm running it and it's not working? Something is wrong with me. Something, and maybe something was off in your execution. Maybe you didn't put the piece in the right place. So you evaluate, evaluation. You evaluate the process and adjust accordingly. But it's not always that you need to adjust. Sometimes, which leads me to the fourth and final, is repetition. Some of y'all's like, I went and researched what I needed. I got a new camera and I got a new mic and I set up a podcast and I installed it. I got on Spotify for podcasters, or I got on Breaker. I got on, Podbean. I found my podcast hosting place, installation. And then I set it up and I recorded and I posted my first show, execution. Boom, boom. Look at this. I'm breaking it down for you. But it didn't work. I didn't get no listeners. I had 2 streams. I remember those days, by the way. I remember that getting 10 streams. Boy, you feel like you're winning. It's crazy. We're coming a long way. But that is winning. That was winning. And now looking back, I know. You know why? Because those 2 streams were connected to the thousands of streams we have today. Tens of thousands of streams. Those 2 streams were connected to these streams. And so that was the same process. That was a part of running the play. And I'm still running the play. And it's just getting better. And that leads to this fourth and final thing is repetition. I ran the play and it didn't work. I remember. Let me give you a real life example. When I first set out to do this, oh, man, I'm talking. I was watching Trent Shelton. I said, ooh, I got a good coach. I know the play. Let me set it up. Let me prepare. So I prepared. I reached out. I found some locations. I want to film. I want to make a drop of professional video. It's going to go viral. It's going to change the world. Installation. I called a friend and said, hey, man, I need you to make me a custom sound track that I'm going to use because I don't want no copyright issues online. He said, okay, I got you. He made me a custom beat for a track that I'm going to make. Okay, then I reached out to Rose Records Creative. Hey, man, I got this friend making me a custom instrumental, but I need to record my voice over the instrumental. Can we come into the studio and you record my voice and make it sound good with the music? Boom. Okay, installation. He said, okay, good. I called my other friend, videographer extraordinaire, all the commercials. I said, hey, man, I got this friend making a custom instrumental beat. I'm taking that custom instrumental beat. I'm going into the studio. We're going to put it together and make it sound like magic, but then I need a visual. Can I come to your city? I set up the date, the time, come into your city. I'm going to pay you this much. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make the video. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Preparation, installation, execution. Everybody delivered. Rose Records delivered. Impeccable sound. Friend in deliver impeccable music. Urban Cloud 3, Creative Media, impeccable visual. Perfect. Execute. We recorded that. He put it together. He delivered the product. I launched that joint on the first day of my official purpose on January 1st, 2019. Boom. That's crazy that this was my official start. January 1st. It's 5 years. Sheesh. Wow. And I launched that video and I knew it was finna change the world. I did everything. I prepared. I installed it all. I executed it. And it did not go viral. It got 300 views. It got like 20 likes. And I was like broken because I'm like, I did it. I ran the play. Why didn't it work? I was watching the Kansas City Chiefs this playoffs, and they have a running back. I love him. Shout out to Isaiah Pacheco. That nobody works and runs harder. His teammates don't even think he's human. They think he's a machine because of how hard he works. And it was one of the playoff games. He had like 20 yards in the first half. He was like running. He was running hard. They just were stopping it. He was running hard. They just were stopping it. He was running hard. They just were stopping it. He was running hard, and it gets to halftime. Come back out at halftime. The game ends. My man got 97 yards. He got almost 100 yards when he only had 20 at halfway point. But what happened? How did it change? They kept running the play. It changed because they kept running the play. When opposition stood up, they kept running the play. When it wasn't working how they wanted it to work, they kept running the play. When it looked like all was lost, they kept running the play because they were prepared for it. And they knew what would happen, that success is inevitable and eventual if you keep running the play. So some of y'all is like, I did it, but it didn't work with that video. Guess what? It didn't go viral. But you know what I did? Back to the drawing board. I prepared, I installed, and I started making videos. And I started making videos, and I started posting videos. And I prepared, recorded, posted. Prepare, record it, post it, respond. I'm running the play. I'm running the play. I'm running the play. I guess what? That whole first year, I'm getting 100 views. I'm getting about 10 likes, but I'm running the play. I'm running the play. And now years later, I don't know if it's a video that goes under 1,000 views. You know, they average probably 3,000, 2,500 views. And that's an average. But that's 5 years and that's growth. But that's just a result of perpetually, continually, repetitively running the play. Repetition is the fourth and final step. So summing this up for you, you got to get you. If you want to find success in whatever it is you do, whether it's a relationship goals, whether it's a personal goal, financial goal, whether it's your purpose, whatever it is. You got to find a coach because a coach is how you know what the play is. Learn the play. Once you know the play, run it. Run it every day. Do not allow situations to cause you to abandon the play. Because that means all that preparation, all that time, energy, and effort, all of the blood, sweat, and tears, all of you that you put into your craft is thrown down the drain the minute you throw it all away and decide you ain't running the play no more because you're tired because it ain't working yet. Run the play. That means trust the process. Show up, show up, show up. Give, give, give. Execute, execute, execute every single day. That's what you're doing. That's what I'm calling you to do. Execute every single day. Run the play. Don't get tired of running the play. Keep running the play. It ain't working yet. I'm not viral yet. Guess what? I'm not viral yet, but I'm winning. The bank account is winning. The people, the success, the show is a top 2%, 2.5% globally ranked. Running the play. And I'm going to keep running it because it's going to keep growing. It's going to keep evolving. It's going to keep changing. And I'm challenging you to do the same. Stop discounting you. Stop throwing away your hard work and your effort. Run the play. If you ain't got a coach, I'm your coach right now. Do what you know to do. That means trust the process. That means do what you know you're supposed to do. That means take the steps. Take the steps right now, this day, every day because you can. And when you do that, things start to look a little different. When you do that, the tides will turn eventually. When you do that, you see things, mountains start to shift. When you do that, you see yourself grow and go and overcome and build and grow and go and become that which you want to become. So run the play. Every single day, and go be great because you can.